Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. Before we start the next round, I'm just going to give you a list of who's signing what. Who's signing the Mojo tent. At 2 o'clock, you've got Fiddler's Big. 3 o'clock, Shugle Miffy, who closed stage 2 last night. Ruby Foster at 4. Nancy Griffiths at 5. But she won't be there for more than 40 minutes, so get in early. Diana Jones at 5:40. Martin Simpson at 6. And at 7:30, James Hunter. Okay? So those will be over at the Mojo tent. If you want to go and find the CDs, get them signed, chat to the people, that will be your chance. Are we having a good time here?
Yeah.
Good. And will we see? Who wants to see? Good. I'm pleased about that. This next act, this next guy, I first met him probably 25 years ago. I can't believe he's as old as he is, but he doesn't look it, or behave it. He played yesterday on the on number 2 stage. I had the pleasure of seeing him, and he was absolutely sublime. This guy plays the guitar like an angel, and he can sing and write, and I hate him in many ways. And we've lost him. The big build-up works nearly. So anyway, he's from Lincolnshire, just like
me.
Who's from Lincolnshire here?
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. So, one Lincolnshire lad, here's another. I think he doesn't know what to say next, because it's all ready.
Tell him how great Lincolnshire is.
How great Lincolnshire is. Very flat, very wonderful. The sausages are wonderful. Yeah. But you've got to get them from Lincolnshire. If you come from the south of the county, you eat stuffed chive, which is...
Yay!
But that's really the south end of the county, where I'm from. A long time ago, however. And we're still sorting something out.
Do you know where Vaughan is?
Pardon?
Do you know where Vaughan is?
I do know where Vaughan is, yes. In 1953, I was born in River West Hospital in Boston. I went to Stanley Road Junior School, Boston Grammar School, and okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for bearing with us. Please welcome, featuring songs from his new fantastic album, The Prodigal Son, Mr. Martin Simpson.
Deep the false water. was early next morning when his sister arose and straight to her mother's bedchamber she goes. She says, "Mother, oh mother, I've had a true dream, and I dreamed us all really in cold water stream." And it was early that morning when his mother was there. She was wringing up her hands, tearing her hair. She says, "Murder, oh murder, there's nobody nigh to venture their lives from the ungodly morning." So we hold it down to Martin's. Martin's by the shore, and hire us a small boat as we've done before. We'll row the dark waters all around and around till we see it with the Leonard's. Their body can be found. This was the best I could do, ladies and gentlemen. My face, Danny Toxie. Sing this one, will you please put your hands together and welcome to the stage the extremely lovely Kelly Wilde, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. it's true love, but not anymore. I gave my heart gladly like never before. But now she won't have me, she says we are through. That's alright, my darling, that's alright for you. I live single, keep my church. I wish I were a poet and could write a fine hand. I would write you a letter that you'd understand. I wish I could spend just 10 minutes with you. I wish I'd stop wishing for what I can do. Say you found a new man. I'll dance at your wedding, I'll sing with the band. I'll drink to the right girl as if I don't care. And if I don't get home, I'll sleep on the stair. Cajun bluegrass band who recorded one LP for Ahuli Records, and the cover, the picture of them on the cover looked like an advert for Why You Should Not Sleep With Your Sister. Very scary looking bunch of people. And absolutely everything that they sang was flat out bluegrass fast, and including this song. This is actually a song about an Irishman who finds himself adrift
in probably about 1862, the Irish went to New Orleans to help build the levees and the canals that drained the land around New Orleans. And they went there because, and I quote, slaves were worth money. And that's the brutal history. Irish people, 10,000 of them died constructing those levees and canals. And there is a small monument in the middle of the road in New Orleans, and that's it. When the Union Army invaded, they came up the Mississippi River and took New Orleans very early on in the American Civil War, and the Irish found themselves more than somewhat adrift. And this young man went looking for somewhere to stay. This is the only song that I know that mentions alligators in a verse about accommodation. much. I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to work with these two guys, but it's not the easiest thing in the world to actually track them down, because you've probably noticed that they, both of them, sort of over-employed as musicians, so it's a question of who gets there first, you know? Oh, sorry, heart's bleeding, please. But Danny is more regularly working with the lovely Eric Bibb, and also his cousin twice removed, Richard, of a similar name. And Richard wrote this one. I was gonna write this one.
You.
you'll follow, you'll win the lover's prize. This is a strange,
song about an Irish policeman in New Orleans. There are lots and lots of Irish people in New Orleans still, it's fantastic. When I lived there, I was in the bank one time, and it was just before St. Patrick's Day, and the bank teller was serving somebody in front of me, and the bank teller was very black indeed, and she was talking to the person who was in front of me in the queue, who was also black, and they were discussing how Irish they were. Very, very illuminating as to the nature of New Orleans. When I first lived there, I took a mule cart ride around the French Quarter, and a man who was driving it was, as all those guys are, a great storyteller, great timing, and he paused. This is obviously his favorite line. He said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Louisiana got the best politicians that money can buy." Corruption trickles down. Trickles into the police force.
Knocking down my windows, you come smashing down my door.
Speaking of Louisiana, when Hurricane Katrina hit, which now seems a long way away and has actually, honestly, been overshadowed by what's been happening in this country, weather-wise, Sheffield, where I live now, has been, of course, really badly hit.
Yeah.
But when Hurricane Katrina hit, which everyone had been expecting it for years and years and years, George W. Bush came on American television. He said, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is a tragedy. Who could have predicted it?" I can't hate him, though, because where would we be without the sentence, "The French have no word for entrepreneur." It just makes the world a sunnier place, doesn't it?
Thank you.
Yeah, Cheyenne washes away. Yeah, Cheyenne washes away. Louisiana, Louisiana. Yeah, Cheyenne washes away. Yeah, Cheyenne washes away. Yeah, Cheyenne washes away.
Shortest 45 minutes in the history of the universe. We're going to finish off with this one. Most of these songs are from a new record, which it probably hasn't escaped your notice. It's been launched at the festival this weekend. It's called Prodigal Son, and it features these two fine gentlemen and Kelly Wilde. Jackson Brown singing on Louisiana, and Alistair Anderson and Barry Phillips, the cello player. And to help me out on this song, I'd like to introduce to the stage Kate Rusby.
Save your seaside town from the bombers.
mother came to your door with a baby in her arms and a bigger boy just 9 years old trying to keep her from harm. You remember the practical man, you would have been forewarned, and you would have seen that it never would work. I would have never been born.
Thank you.